Greetings to all politically correct people. This is Curtis Sabir, reading Kwanzaa Memories, a short story. Mary Della Curie smiled down at her youngest child, Deacon. Snug in his mother's ample lap, he had asked her to tell him a story about her childhood. Although somewhat painful in some areas due to racism, there were other aspects of her life which she treasured. She ran her long, shapely fingers through the child's tight black curls as she mentally backtracked to the days of her youth. Her grandmother had first explained Kwanzaa to her at the age of 5. A professor and chairman of Black Studies at the California State University, Long Beach, created Kwanzaa back in 1966. He was said to have searched for ways to bring African Americans together as a community after the Watts riots in Los Angeles. His name was Dr. Karenga. He researched African first fruit celebrations. He decided to combine various aspects of numerous harvest celebrations, such as those of the Zulu and Ashanti people. This formed the basis of what came to be known as Kwanzaa. Mary grinned down at her son as she remembered how her family celebrated Kwanzaa in their own way. They sang and danced to the beat of the African drums, then listened to the elders tell stories of their beliefs and hopes for peace and recognition in the world. Oftentimes, Mary's grandmother would entertain a captive audience with her lovely poetry recitals. This would be followed by a large traditional African feast. On each of the 7 nights of celebration, Mary's family would gather to light one of the candles on the candle holder, the Kanara. One of the 7 principles of Kwanzaa would be discussed. These principles, which are called the Nguzo Saba, or 7 principles in Swahili, refer to true values of the African culture. Mary's grandfather had given her Kwanzaa picture cards on her 5th birthday. These showed the 7 principles of Kwanzaa. 1. Umoja, which is unity. 2. Kujichagulia, which is self-determination. 3. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. 4. Ujama, cooperative economics. 5. Nia, purpose. 6. Kumba, creativity. And 7. Imani, our faith. Greetings during Kwanzaa are in Swahili, which is a pan-African language which was chosen to reflect the African Americans' commitment to the whole of Africa and its culture. These greetings are to reinforce commitment to the 7 principles. Mary received picture books and heritage symbols as gifts. The books emphasize African value and tradition of learning. The heritage symbols reinforce commitment to history and tradition. Ah, fond memories indeed. Peace. Curtis Sabir, Pussyfoot, December 2012.